You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 05, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Planned Parenthood Gulf Coast is ceasing operations this fall, including its Louisiana clinics and two Houston clinics. Planned Parenthood of Greater Texas will take over four other Houston clinics. This restructuring aims to consolidate services and minimize patient impact, driven by political attacks and legislative challenges in Texas. Efforts have been made to eliminate Planned Parenthood from state-funded health programs. In 2022, Planned Parenthood stopped providing abortions in Texas after Senate Bill 8 was implemented. Anti-abortion leaders, including Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry, have celebrated these closures. However, they raise significant concerns about access to essential healthcare services for marginalized communities. Approximately 53% of Planned Parenthood patients receive care through publicly funded programs like Medicaid or Title X. Medicaid provides health coverage to millions of low-income Americans, while Title X offers comprehensive family planning and preventive health services to low-income and uninsured individuals. These programs enable clinics to provide affordable or free services to many patients. In 2023, Planned Parenthood clinics provided about 36% of all Title X services. Eliminating these funding sources could cut hundreds of millions of dollars from Planned Parenthood's care costs annually, affecting all clinics. Two out of three patients in a previous survey reported that publicly funded health centers were their primary source of medical care. The defunding of Planned Parenthood disproportionately impacts marginalized communities, especially Black women. Over 38% of patients at Planned Parenthood Gulf Coast in FY24 were Black. In many areas, Planned Parenthood is the only healthcare provider for many Black women. The impact of defunding, combined with Medicaid cuts, will be most severe in states with abortion bans in the South and Midwest. The closure of clinics means patients will face longer travel times, increased costs, or a lack of alternative providers. Other publicly supported clinics, such as federally qualified health centers, FQHCs, would struggle to absorb the patient volume. In 9 states, FQHCs would need to increase their caseloads by over 100% to care for patients currently served by Planned Parenthood. This creates a significant gap in the healthcare safety net, making it harder for vulnerable populations to access essential care. Planned Parenthood provides essential basic healthcare services beyond abortion, including contraception, STI testing, cancer screenings, and reproductive health exams. If these clinics close, many women will struggle to find alternative providers. Targeting federal funding for Planned Parenthood is a tactic to restrict abortion access. Planned Parenthood. Gulf Coast provided over $4 million in financial assistance to under- and uninsured patients. The notion that tax dollars fund abortion is inaccurate due to federal restrictions like the Hyde Amendment, which prohibits the use of federal funds for abortion services, except in specific cases. Planned Parenthood Gulf Coast cannot provide abortion services in Texas or Louisiana, but offers information, pregnancy testing, options counseling, and assistance connecting patients to out-of-state abortion care. The closure of clinics could worsen existing healthcare disparities and negatively impact maternal health outcomes. Delays in routine prenatal care could increase due to these closures. A report indicated a disruption in standard pregnancy care in post-abortion ban Louisiana, with 16.2% of birthing individuals receiving inadequate prenatal care. Over a quarter of parishes in Louisiana are maternity care deserts, lacking obstetric providers or hospitals offering obstetric care. The closure of clinics in such regions will deepen these crises, making it harder for pregnant individuals to receive necessary care. The decision to reduce PPGC's footprint stems from sustained political attacks aimed at eliminating the organization from state-funded health programs. This situation highlights a larger political battle where reproductive rights are under constant threat. The impact of these closures extends beyond immediate service loss. It creates a chilling effect on healthcare providers and patients. Ongoing efforts to defund Planned Parenthood and restrict abortion access are part of a broader strategy to control reproductive freedom. Melanie Lipton, president and CEO of Planned Parenthood Gulf Coast, emphasized that the organization's work supports freedom, stating that opposition tactics threaten the ability to manage sexual and reproductive health. Copyright African Elements.